52nd paragraph. The Mahayana's sixth consciousness is the Theravada's Sanya aggregate of mind, which is usually translated as mental perception or connection or cognition. It also includes the conception and discerning aspects of the mundane mind, but the key meaning is perception and cognition. The first five types of consciousness are seeing, hearing, smelling, tactile and tasting consciousness, and the sixth, seventh and eighth consciousness of the Mahayana are within the mental consciousness that arise upon contact of mind with its respective sense organ and data. The mundane mind or false thinking mind is not your true mind.
This one you must make note. The mundane mind or false thinking mind is not your true mind. Why? Because it is condition arising. That is not a permanent unchanging entity. It has no nature of its own. Whereas Nirvana is totally different, where it is the unconditioned. Once the mundane mind completely ceases, then the true mind will manifest. That's why without thought, you are already aware that it's your true mind, leading upstream to the realization of Nirvana or the oneness nature or Buddha nature. Okay, you continue, Maya.
Mundane mind is the deluded, heedless thinking mind, capable of false perception, cognition, memory, knowledge, and false thinking, karmic related. Sankhara and Sanya are very active within it. It constantly clings and grabs onto sense data, whereas the true mind is the silent, heedful mind, pure and clear, profound, bright mind. It can be aware of sense data, thoughts, and it can also see things as they are. The mind of the enlightened one is connected to their true mind with wisdom. It is the essence of mind, the unconditioned mind. Part 2, Heart Sutra, Lesson 29, page 77, 2.1. Sanya perception brings the external form into the mind via mental perception, and it is also called the sixth consciousness. This external form then becomes the mental form or sense data for the mind to arise mental consciousness, because mind is also an organ. Seventh consciousness, Sankhara, is likened to the mental organ, and upon contact within mind via the mental activities of Sankhara triggers off the eighth consciousness, Alaya or storehouse consciousness, Vijnana. Vijnana.
So wait, I need to explain a bit. You see, this seven consciousness is actually your Sankhara. What is Sankhara? Mental activity, mental intention, mental thinking. Everything that your mind can do actually is Sankhara. So what happened is, they call it the organ is because once you receive the sense data, I better draw it now. Once you receive the sense data, this sense data via Sanya. What is Sanya? Mental? What is Sanya?
Perception.
Mental perception, yeah, that brings the external form into the mind, yeah. So this sense data is external form. So it can be sight and sound, or whatever vibration, or smell, taste, tactile. So once the sense data come in via Sanya, what happened? The memory start to work, understand? Once this one happened, it goes to the memory, which has your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system. Understand? So here is your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, etc. So this is the one that actually stir, understand, and react because of your views, opinion, condition, belief. So this one create the stirring or reaction of mind. So this stirring and reaction of mind, this one is the one that give rise to emotions. Understand? And most of the time it's negative emotion. So this memory is brain, understand? So this memory is brain. Brain is an organ, isn't it? Correct?
Yeah.
That's why they say this seven consciousness, which is, this one is Sankara. Sankara. Everything that your mind can do, including the views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, etc. So this one, they say is your seven consciousness. Understand? This one is seven consciousness. And this one is what? Six consciousness. Understand? Because this one is the mundane mind. Through memory, it can perceive. It brings the external form in. So all the six senses, including the memory, the brain, together the five physical senses, like the physical experience upon contact, what happened? It triggered off consciousness. You can become conscious of what you see, understand? One of the conscious. Then conscious of what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel. So the first five. Then the brain give rise to the six consciousness of the brain, thought consciousness. Understand? So this first six, thought consciousness is actually here, sanya. So this one is thought consciousness. So thought consciousness is basically all the six sense bases, the common denominator. Understand? Seeing consciousness also is a thought consciousness. Understand? Here is our organ. Hearing consciousness also is a thought consciousness. So likewise, the brain, it also gives rise to thought consciousness. So this is the sixth consciousness. Then after that, this one is the external form. Sense data is the external form. Enters the mind. After it enters the mind, what do the memory do? Through your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, including your phobia, all those things, accumulated memory. Yeah? So this one is accumulated memory. So this is the one that the Mahayana call the seven consciousness. Understand how? And because it's called the seven consciousness, they also give it another name. This one stirring is what? No. Stirring is a reaction from here. Understand? Understand? Sankara discriminate. Understand? That's why it stir, like and dislike. Understand? It create discriminate. That's why this one, because of this one, discrimination, they also call these seven consciousness the discriminatory consciousness. Now you understand? Huh? Can follow on? Because this one, with your views, opinion, condition, this one will make discrimination. That's how karma come to be, understand? Then this is an organ, understand? That is the brain, understand? Upon contact, what happened? The physical experiment, upon contact, what happened?
Conscious.
Yeah, it become conscious, understand? That's why it's the alaya consciousness. After that, it triggers the alaya, or they call it the eight consciousness. Understand? So this alaya consciousness is the eight consciousness. So six is sanya, seven is sankara, eight is the memory trigger of the, actually it's also thought consciousness, but they call this the alaya consciousness. Alaya is what? Storehouse, it store all. Actually, it's a karmic nature. So actually, this is karmic consciousness, store up in your karmic nature. But they give you a name, alaya, like very special, like they have a lot of things to teach. But actually, it's the same as the Theravada teaching. It's just a five aggregate of form and mind. Nothing different. Can you follow? So this one, unless you have mindfulness, you're aware, you cannot see. We will hear very fast. I call it what? The moment you perceive, you think, you stir your mind, understand? So Sankara Sanya, what is Sankara Sanya? What is Sankara Sanya? Sanya is what?
Perception.
Perceive thing, understand or not? Perceive things, stir your mind, react. That's why this one, Ajahn Buddha say, concocting. Sometimes I call it cooking. Because you think a lot, understand or not? Your Sankara very busy, very capable, understand? Want to comment, want to discriminate, want to be right. So egoic, understand? So this one, Sankara Sanya, this process, the mundane mind, continuously arise, understand not? That's why we call it heedless thinking. You're so capable, every time perceive, you want to know. Every time you know, your views, opinion, conditioning, pop, come out. Understand not? Create all the mental state. And what are these mental states? Just now, sui, right in green one. All the wrong thought. You don't have Dhamma. Don't have Yoniso Manasikara. So Sankara Sanya is within the content of consciousness. That's why the whole thing, the content inside there, concocting, cooking, and creating all this, that makes the phenomenal world what?
Real.
Exciting to you. Real. But actually, it's rubbish. Understand? Delusion. Understand? Although there is such thing as life, but all these are mental images concocting inside the mundane mind. Understand? Like the cinema. Here, it turned on the film, understand? Then you see through your senses the external phenomenal world, understand? So this one to you is so real, understand? Like the screen in the cinema. The sight and sound come out, the, you call actor, actresses, all the beautiful, colorful thing, animate until like you are inside a cinema, like watching real show, you know, understand? Then you can be excited, you can be all those stuff, then people cry, people clap, all sorts of nonsense. But after the show over, you look in front, is what? White screen, understand? Actually nothing there, understand? So all these are creation from the mundane mind through all these 6, 7, 8 consciousness. Nothing. But without mindfulness, you cannot see. That's why when I was with the awareness, the moment of perception I see, then I release it from perception, it goes to memory, then all the thinking, stirring, reacting, this concocting and cooking, I saw inside that. That's why after I saw, I understand, then this one got no meaning to me. You remember I say, think also like that? Don't think also like that. You will have that wisdom, understand? When you see all this, then you will understand. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Understand? No different, understand? What is this? The analogy of the Buddha. Banana stand. At the core of it,
empty.
Hollow, empty, understand? Just like the white screen on the cinema. There is no reality. And you somehow say, oh, my problem, oh, I got to analyze, oh, I got to reason, oh, I must come up with some good reason, oh. What the hell is going on in the world? Understand? Whatever happened is a reality, understand? No need to think, understand? Direct seeing, the reality is re-established. See things as they are, not what your mind tell you. Here you have craving, you have desire, you want things your way. That's why you keep on wanting it your way, understand? Get angry, unhappy, disappointed, all the sui right on, understand? And this is why happening to your mundane mind before you have the Dhamma, understand? That's why suffering or not?
Yes.
Sure suffer, understand? So when this is clear, can you still be deluded or not?
No.
Can you still believe all this, like the cinema, film show and all those things or not? There is such thing as existence and life. But all these are dependent originating. How you come to know? Through a mental image, understand or not? Mental image is Sanya, Sankara and Vijnana. Understand or not? That's why the Buddha said, mind make ade, understand not? Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, the whole phenomena will arise. Understand? No more theory. You saw it in your mindfulness. This is like visual, image only. Like I said, the blocker, everything you perceive. How real can it be? Of course, externally, tangible, solid, like real, color, everything. That. And you can sometimes eat the good food, yeah? Experience the nice feeling and all that, like aircon and all those things. But is it real? When you have the understanding, these are all dependent originating conditions. When condition is there, it manifests, like Sui come to know. When condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. Externally, not so real, like the block card. When the parts come together, it arises, it exists. Understand? Not? When you take away the part, wait, when you take away the part, what happened? No more condition, no more, cease to be. When you assemble it, it performs a function, you give it a name and a concept, then you say exists, real. But how do you know this? How do you know the block card? True one. Through your perception, yeah, sanya, yeah, you just bring it into your mind, external sense data, external form. That thing that you think real, for those that have the Dhamma will know it's dependent originating, that's why it's anatta, empty nature, no reality. Everything is like form and mind, dependent originating, dependent originating, coming and going, coming. Not tangible, understand? And mind make are they? When you perceive it, then you come to know. So the knowing is just an image up here, understand? When you are mindful, you see this image. At the moment of perception, the image, understand not? Then how real can it be? It's just an image. But you deludedly grasp, cling, and give meaning. And entangle yourself and condition yourself into misery, suffering, affliction, and all those things. So this is the reason why the Buddha said, you are deluded, understand not? Sakayatiti. Because the ego conditions you to deludedly believe is real, grasp, cling, and the whole phenomenal world like so real, so important to you. All this come from the delusion of what? Not able to be aware that these are consciousness, created one. That's why the phenomenal world of consciousness. It's just consciousness. And why consciousness? Mental image. Come and go, come and go. And you grasp, you cling, you keep meaning, you can actually become miserable, commit suicide, depression. Understand now? Very, very angry, emotional, fearful, jealousy, hatred. Ayo, what is that? Huh? Despair, sorrow, lamentation. Wake up. Understand now? Whatever happened, what did the Buddha say?
Causes and conditions.
There are causes and conditions behind, and this is the reality. So accept lah. Why go and straight away react and become angry, become miserable? Then with the wisdom, after you accept, when you apply the Dhamma, Noble Eightfold Path, right view, condition, right thought, right view, then do what you have to do, understand? Need to ask for forgiveness. Then follow the advice of the Buddha, develop the Dhamma understanding. With Noble Eightfold Path, you're free, you liberate. Just now you already go through. So, all this, when you really develop the understanding through your awareness, you become completely different. Yourself. You remember last time what I told you? You think I tell you theory. It's a living thing. I can do it. That's why I can explain all these things. When was the Heart Sutta taught? 2012, isn't it? 11 years ago. How many of you understand what I say? That's why I say, whoever understands 10% of what I teach and say, you are already fantastic. Understand? Huh? And this one, 11 years ago, actually, after I teach, somebody wrote short note, luckily. Then I edit, then all this teaching come out. Otherwise, it will not be documented. This Heart Sutta book is meant to be on. You want to come to the world. There you go. Later on, a lot of cultivators will go for this book. When they read this book, the whole thing becomes so different, so clear, especially those who have awareness, mindfulness. they will appreciate it like anything. This one, instead of reading all the Tipitaka and make you Mong Cha Cha and Abhidhamma, you better, no need money on, get a copy.